Well, we are almost there, ladies and gentlemen. Just a couple of days away from the Super Bowl, the Seahawks and Broncos coming up on Sunday. You're listening to AM PM Sports, ESPN 1005.com. It is hard to believe that you go through an entire season and what, training camp starts sometime in late July, beginning of August, and you go through all of that work to get to this one game, and then immediately it all comes to an end and you don't have football again for another whole summer. Baseball gets you through some stuff, but nothing is as good as the NFL, and we will have the Super Bowl coming up in just a couple of days' time. By the way, you can also listen to the Super Bowl on our station, SportsFan 100.5. Thanks for checking out the archived audio page here today. If you want to get a hold of me, you can do that at AaronESPN1005 on Twitter, at AaronESPN1005. And if you would like, you can add me on Facebook as well. Always a good time. Facebook.com/AaronMorette. Facebook.com/AaronMeurett. Super Bowl Sunday coming up. We'll make our predictions here on AM PM Sports. Also coming up in today's program, we will have a chance to talk to former Marquette and Milwaukee Buck basketball player, now with Fox Sports Wisconsin as an analyst, Tony Smith. He'll be joining us. We'll talk Bucks basketball, see what they can do. That'll be coming up a little bit later on in the program. Sam Decker was critical of the Wisconsin Badgers. There's a billboard in North Carolina that has gotten some attention over the last couple of days. Connected to Badger fans, Russell Wilson, also NC State. And if John Fox wins the Super Bowl, where does he fit in compared to other NFL coaches? Or maybe where does he fit in right now? Also, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but Mike McCarthy wrote a column on Sports Illustrated to the two coaches in Sunday's game. And it was good. And if you haven't seen that, make sure you go and check it out. It's worth reading. And he just talked about what the week of preparation was like, what the game itself was like. And then at the end, he went over something that he regrets from the game. And we'll talk about that a little bit later if we have a chance. But if you have not read that yet on Sports Illustrated, go look that up. It was with Peter King, Mike McCarthy's column. Very good. The key for this Super Bowl, I guess people have asked me all week, who do you think is going to win this game? And I'll tell you my prediction right now instead of trying to save it for the end of the program. I'm going to go with Seattle. And I think this is a very difficult game to pick either way. You have the Broncos offense, which is dominating, high flying, record setting, and then you have the defense of Seattle, and they are one of the best that I've ever seen. By far the best defense in the NFL. Them in San Francisco. To me, the key matchup in this game is going to be the defensive talent for Seattle. The Richard Shermans, Cam Chancellors, the others that they have on defense. Are they able, with their talent, to trump Peyton Manning's brain? And that's what it comes down to. We could talk about different matchups throughout the game, but really the only one that matters is Peyton Manning versus the secondary of the Seahawks. That's it. And who comes out on top of that battle is going to be the team that wins the game. Interestingly enough, the key to the Super Bowl may be as simple as a referee and how the officials call the game. Because if the officials let the Seahawks secondary grab, tug, and pull and play physical without throwing flags, Seattle's going to win it. Because Peyton can devise whatever game plan he wants, he can make any adjustments, and it's not going to matter if Seattle's defense is able to play physical, which is when they are at their best. Article here from Mike Freeman says, the most important factor in Super Bowl isn't Peyton Manning, not even close. It's not Russell Wilson. It's not the Denver offensive line. It's not the coaches. The most vital man in this upcoming Super Bowl is 40-year-old referee Terry McAlay. Most undercovered story of the week, says Mike Freeman, and he is exactly right on. Because if these officials call it tight and you see a lot of flags flying around, Peyton Manning is going to put up some yards. I'm not willing to say that he'll carve up Seattle's defense, but he will do well. Well enough for the Broncos to win this game. When I look at this game and the two teams as a whole, you have the great offense led by Peyton with a sometimes suspect but not bad defense for the Broncos. For Seattle, obviously defense is great, and the offense has a few question marks, maybe in the passing game and with their receivers. The question may become, who is better when they're at their best? Is it Seattle's defense or is it Denver's offense? And if the officials let the two teams play, Seattle is going to be at their best. If the officials call it tight, it's going to be Peyton and that Bronco offense that's going to put up points. And the one thing that you can say right now, Peyton is the best at what he does. That offense is the best in the NFL. The defense that they're playing against in Seattle is the best in the NFL. Neither one of those are going to have off days in the Super Bowl. So essentially, the only thing that matters is the officiating and how they call the game. That's what it will come down to. The officials for this game, the head man, I already talked about McAlay. He is going to, as a general rule, the crews that he has led this season have had less penalties called in games than the average group of officiating crews in the National Football League. Not by a whole lot, but generally, he lets the physical stuff go. This article by Freeman, during the regular season, McAlay and his crew, which is different from the crew working the Super Bowl, generally emphasizes let the physical stuff go. For the Super Bowl, he'll be working with an all-star group. But again, the referee sets the tone. If he lets the Seattle secondary do its usual amount of grabbing and play with its standard physicality, Seattle wins. If the game is called tightly and the Seahawks are penalized for their physical ways, the Broncos will win. It's really that simple, and it really is. Not often, if ever, do you see a game come down to officiating unless it's in a bad way. But this game, depending on how they read the rules and decide to enforce them, will be the biggest factor in the outcome of what will happen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the Super Bowl, take a different angle at things. We'll also talk about Sam Decker's comments criticizing the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll have an interview with Tony Smith. Fox Sports Wisconsin covers the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll have all that coming up here on AMPM Sports on ESPN 1005.com.